From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bahar, satiation or satisfaction. If we look at one of the brachos that's found in Parshat Bahar, which we'll see more of in next Parshat Bechukotai, but it says, "Venatnaar priya, the land of Israel will give forth its fruits if we keep the commandments, v'achaltem la'sovang, and you will eat to satiation. V'yishavtem la'avetach aleha, and then you'll sit comfortably in the land. You won't have to worry. You won't have to go to America to get a job. You don't have to go leave and go on a trip. You can stay in the land of Israel. You'll be secure there. You'll be satiated." Now, when you say that we'll eat to satiation, sounds like there'll be a lot of food. If you'll be satiated, then there must be a lot of food. Comes the Rashi, not so much here, but in the Chukotai, but particularly the Sforno, he says, the food will produce a lot of sustenance, just like the man. No matter how much man they got, no matter how much manna came from heaven, they were always satisfied. They had enough. And as it says in the Medrash, Ochel kimo misparach meav, you only need to eat a small amount, and it'll be blessed in your stomach. A blessing comes in two forms. One is blessing. You have a blessing, you have more. Blessing for children, you have more children. Another blessing is the idea of being mitbarech b'me'av, that if we look at Rashi, Medrash on Yinachem Yitzchak Harimo, that Yitzchak was comforted after the loss of his mother. So Rashi says, well, a lot of special things happened after Sarah died and Rivka came back in the family. There was a bracha matzuya base. There was a blessing in the dough. What does that mean? A blessing in the dough. They had a dough, and by being blessed, it expanded. It was bigger, even though it was the same dough. They made the same amount of dough before Sarah died, after she died, and when Rivka came. But when Sarah died, somehow the dough was not enough dough. That same dough they always had, though, it was enough for the family. All of a sudden, it wasn't enough. The bracha matzuya base means that somehow it should last more than it actually is. The question is, if God's giving you a blessing, so he should give us more. We should eat with satiation. So Rashi should tell us, the Medrash should tell us, that if you follow the commandments, then you get more stuff, more food. Why does the Torah say, no, you have the same amount of food, you have a small amount of food, but you'll have more of it? What's the idea? So there are many psukim that express this kind of idea. For instance, we have a pasuk in Koheles, Oev kesef, lo yispa kesef. Anybody who really loves money, they'll never be satiated with money. So if we're just looking for more and more and more, then the more we have, the more we're going to want. Did you ever eat a beautiful meal, and then you can't wait for dessert? And you say to yourself, am I really hungry? Why am I having dessert? Or you have one piece of dessert and you want another piece. So wait a second, I had a steak, I had potatoes, I had vegetables, I had a soup for entree, I had a piece of challah, then I had a piece of cake, and now I want more cake. Why do I want more cake? And then they bring out the ice cream at the wedding, you go over to get the ice cream, and then you realize you ate too much. Why do you do it? Sometimes when you have a lot, you just want more. So God says, no, I'm not going to do that to you. If I give you a lot, you may not be happy. Ksav Sofer points out that there's a beautiful pasuk in Koheles. It says, "Mitukah shnat oved imaat v'marbe yochal, hasova lashir inenu aniach lishon." He says the year of the worker is very sweet. He works, whether he eats a lot or a little, he's happy. He worked, he earns a salary, and he's satisfied that he's going to have something to eat that evening. However, the ashir, the rich person, the wealth doesn't let him sleep. Why? He's worried. I have the workers, they're coming tomorrow. They forgot to come today. I have to plow the field. There's a blight over here. He's worried about a lot of things. He's the ashir. And he made so much money last year, he has to make at least as much this year because, after all, he's used to being satiated. So Hashem says to himself, look, I want to give the Jews a bracha. So the first inclination is, okay, let me give them lots of stuff. And he says, no, you know what? Says the Medrash, don't give them too much. Give them a little bit and let them be satisfied with that. That's the goal. Is that washir? Sameach b'chalko. Who's a wealthy person? Someone who's happy with what they have. If they're not happy with what they have, they can have all they want. And they won't be happy because they want more. But if you're happy with what you have, then you have enough. So God says, look, I'm going to do a great thing. You're going to follow the commandments. And there's a reward for that. Whatever you eat, you'll be satisfied. And that is the best blessing of them all. You know, there's like a delay in our brains. Sometimes we eat a big meal and we're really full. But if you get up and wash the dishes, you'll realize you're totally full. You don't want to eat anything else. But if you sit there and you just sit there at the table, you'll eat more and more and more. Your brain sometimes forgets to tell you. You're done. It's not ready to tell you. You're done. You don't need any more. The bracha is that whatever we have, it should bring us satiation. The Chasav Sofer says that there's another pasuk at Mishlei that says, "Birkat Hashem itashir v'lo yosif eitzev ima." The blessing of God, it makes you rich, and it doesn't come with any sadness. If God had chosen to give us wealth as a blessing here in this pasuk, then it would sometimes come with, you know, the satiation of the rich doesn't let him sleep. So we don't want that kind of bracha. The bracha of God doesn't come with any eitzev. It doesn't come with any sadness. No strings attached. When you get that blessing, you don't get a little aggravation that comes with it. So that's what we're hoping. We'll have satisfaction. But not just satiation, but satisfaction. Maybe we should translate, you will be blessed in this land, the land will give forth its produce, and you'll eat to your satisfaction. Because who is wealthy? One who is satisfied. That's our goal. That whatever we have, we should be satisfied with it. And with that, we'll always feel ashir, we'll always feel blessed, we'll always feel wealthy, happy. And if we can do that, then whatever blessing we get from God, that itself will be the greatest blessing. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lamed Congregation for a discussion of Parshat Bahar. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha on the holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.